Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the cool. What?
Cool down.
Guys, cool down, I think I'm gonna add to the video intro. I'm gonna add myself saying cool down by myself. No one else is gonna say anything because these guys don't give me the energy that I need, that I want, that I require. I understand Wonga not giving me the energy because he lost to Brighton. First win for Brighton in eight games came against Arsenal, and Claudio's not number one in the log. That's why, you know, I think I didn't get the energy. We needed Matthew here. We needed Matthew, the man who's in top, who was in the top four race again, leading the charge. So yeah, but how are you guys doing?
Nah, not so good, man. But yeah, what can you do?
Claudio,
Wonga's not doing well at all. Celo, you didn't ask him, or did you? My internet cut out. Did you ask him about the absence of an Arsenal jersey there?
No, I didn't. I just said that he didn't give me the energy that I needed because his team lost. But yeah, guys, which beverage should I have, guys? Please tell me, guys, which beverage should I have, guys?
I think Wonga, he needs to jump ship there because he's not getting love from Devil's Peak anymore, is he?
Come on, guys, please tell me which beverage should I have, guys? But yeah, you guys must be wondering why my background is different today, guys. We've got load shedding, so I've had to ship my equipment elsewhere, you know. But yeah, that's the perks of living in South Africa. But yeah, gents, mm-hmm. You guys good? You guys keen for the show? Are you happy? Where's your mood at?
Nah, always keen, man. Always keen for the show. Yeah, I've got a lot to say, but yeah, we'll see where it takes us, man.
We'll get into that. I think where we should start, guys, is where the weekend ended on the this past weekend in terms of the title race. You know, we had Manchester City versus Liverpool at the Etihad Stadium, and I did say that if Man City scored first, the game would end in a win for Man City or a draw. I didn't believe that Liverpool could beat them from a losing position, and yeah, it ended up being a draw. Let's start with the game in itself, and then we'll touch on another topic that came out from a Carragher statement. But yeah, what do you guys think of the result? 2-2, Claudio. You guys obviously, you know, you're still number two. I know you guys like to be the chasers and not the chased. But what do you think in terms of the game in itself and the race, the title race? You know, I think there's six or seven games left. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Solo. Liverpool like chasing. They do like chasing. So it would have been interesting had they won that game and gone ahead of Man City and still needing to take on Manchester United, Everton, Spurs. I mean, it would have added more pressure. I think this is a perfect situation because they've got nothing to lose, and that's how they like playing. I think as a neutral, though, you got to look at the game. You got to say it was a very entertaining game. It was very reminiscent of the 90s, a 90s sort of World Cup tie, sort of, you know, end-to-end stuff. They're just going for broke. There had to be a winner on the day. I know it's ironic that they ended up drawing at the end, but that's what both teams were doing, or going for it. And I think in the end, I think with the last 15 minutes or so, they just decided, you know what, they're going to both settle for the point and let this race continue to go down to the wire. But I think what is quite interesting is when you look at how they played and how they approached the game, both sides are so good at attacking that when asked the question to defend, they don't know how to defend like other sides do. And their defending is arguably very poor because that's not how they defend. And true. As soon as each team is put under pressure, both teams looked extremely dangerous and looked like they were going to score every time they went forward. I mean, Liverpool, yeah. I think someone made the comment that it was very reminiscent of a boxer. It was like, you know, two heavyweight boxers. And then as soon as someone actually landed a punch, the other side was very rattled. And I think that's what you kind of saw in that Liverpool defense. I think a lot of fans were saying in the Liverpool corner that, you know, take off Mane, take off this striker, take off this. But the issue in that first half wasn't the attackers or the midfielders. The issue was the defense. And I think where we needed a little bit more leadership from a Van Dijk, I think that was lacking. I'm not criticizing him. I just thought the defense weren't used to it and they were rattled.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I think we are long ago.
Yeah, sorry. No, I was saying like I agree with Clyde in terms of the goals that they conceded. Even the goals that Man City conceded, I think, it was poor defending. I mean, even the one Walker could have got there, the second one. I thought it was very easy. Yeah, I mean, look, Mane has the pace, but I thought it was very easy. Walker was off the line, and even the one with Trent as well, that was very poor. But again, he did very well to, Jesus did very well to put that in.
No, it's poor watching. It's poor watching. It's poor watching.
That was ball watching at its finest. But I do think that Man City. I think Man City looked more dangerous than Liverpool in the game, and I thought Kevin De Bruyne was pivotal to that. I mean, some of the passes were putting through were ridiculous, man. Jeez. I mean, the other time I saw when he ran through the, when he went that you saw that one where he gave to I think it was the first opportunity he gave to Mahrez. He put the ball around Van Dijk with his left with his. I mean, that pass was ridiculous. I didn't even think that. You know, I looked and I said, you know, just before he passed the ball, you're wondering where can he actually put it that's viable, and he put it in the probably the only place he could have put it around Van Dijk. They gave Mahrez many chances on. He just came on and he had I think two chances where he could have scored. And I mean, the second one, you would have expected him to bury that, you know. And that's why I think, I mean, that's a Man City. That's I mean, the Man City that won. I can't remember which Premier League it was. I remember Sterling scoring outside the box, last minute, a couple of minutes left on the clock, you know. And yeah, you thought that would be it. But yeah, again, 2-2 draw was an entertaining game. But yeah,
And what do you
I
what
think Man City is
Wonga, what do you
strongest
think
team.
about the offside, man? The offside against Sterling. I know you're a very big detract. Let me say, very big opponent of V, a very big opponent of VAR. What do you think of the Sterling disallowed goal?
No, so I think yeah, it's an offside is an offside. I agree with Mr. Gallagher in that state in terms of that the VAR, if they're leaving it to the VAR, if they're leaving it to the technology, and the technology can't be it can't be wrong. I mean, that's how they've programmed it. I mean, if they programmed it wrong, then it obviously I guess wrong. But we it's the fine like the offside rule, and I've discussed it before. The offside rule for me, it's in fact all the rules in soccer. It comes down to the smallest of margins,
Margin,
like
sure, yeah.
the goal. You know, for goal, if the ball, the whole ball needs to cross the line, that's a very specific rule. You know, it can be down to 0.001 millimeters. If the whole ball's not past that line, it's not a goal.
It's not a goal,
So
yeah.
I agree with the decision. It was unfortunate because it was a, I mean, it was a good play, but if he's offside, he's offside, and I agree
No,
with that
that's
in
fair.
terms of that.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But I think a point I just want to touch on. With this match, you know, I think there was discussions before the match happened, you know, that Carragher made, saying that this is the greatest
Wait, wait,
rivalry
wait,
in
settle.
Premier
Before we
League
get
era.
I do just want to comment on just in terms of I understand how they approach and they play. I just want to bring this up because Nick always mentions this. He always mentions this. You know the high line. The high line. Just out of curiosity, I know I've touched on the fact that they're not the greatest in terms of defending, but to be fair, it's because they obviously always have possession and their form of defense is attacking. So you could argue that. But in terms of the situation, when you have both these managers taking each other on, what do you think about that high line in this sort of game? Out of curiosity.
Let me let the coach Wanga get that
Yeah,
take
look.
that one.
For me, Claudio, yeah, it's different positions. You know, I remember you guys. I was complaining about Arsenal not playing offensive football against the stronger teams. They went against the stronger teams that go and put their lineup back. You know, stay defensive. But a team like Liverpool, I think if you're looking at Klopp, I mean, it's what's winning him titles. You know, it's what's winning him games. If he backs off. Maybe he's also then gonna end up. Then people are gonna think that he's overthinking it. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But I think it does. They do look vulnerable. But again, when like you know the like our Kevin De Bruyne, I think made it difficult for a Liverpool there. I don't think Van Dijk played actually. He played very well in that game. He got back like Sterling when Sterling was on the counter. I think he got that was that offside. And then there was one or two times Sterling went 1-on-1 with Van Dijk. He didn't get past him. He didn't get past him. Van Dijk kept him, tried it. Then you could see Sterling was stuffed. He didn't know what the hell to do because he was up against Van Dijk. I think in terms of Man City getting over that line, I think it was just at Man City having class players like a De Bruyne, and if I was sitting in close position, I would have probably done the same thing, play the way that we play, and like you're saying, this is the way we attack, this is what you do. Don't now change now because we're playing a Liverpool. We're gonna go toe to toe with them, and we can beat them at this. Do
Yeah,
you remember?
I think also the thing with Liverpool is the fact that they're the ones in second place. You need to express yourself from because you're in second place. You're not in first place. If you're the one that's in first place, then obviously then that's a different argument where now you maybe can come into a game a bit more cautious and saying, okay, cool. Draw is not the worst result. Let's play for the win, but a draw is not the worst result. You know what I mean? But then now, when you're in Liverpool, the win is the result that you want, and the draw is not the result that you want. You know, because you're still behind. This could be the point that actually gives that extra boost in terms of what the 1 point behind. Now you could be 2 points ahead of them. So I think you don't want to be saying no. Let me start Joe Gomez at right back instead of Trent. You can't do that. You can do that in the last 15 minutes when you're leading and put on a Gomez instead of Trent, because at least Gomez, defensively he's more solid. He does have a bit of pace, and he's better in the box in terms of heading. So I think that's when you can try and decide and okay, cool, little tweaks here and there. But from the start, I think it's obviously always the right formula to use. You want to attack, and you want to be the team playing on the front foot. And then also, it just so happens that Man City is the one that gets the first goal, that gets the 2-1 lead again. Then they're making you come out and attack. Started the second half well as Liverpool. So at least you guys got back that goal early on. But you must just always go out for what you want in that game, which is the win. Whereas Man City just plays football in that manner. You know what I mean? I think also Liverpool plays football in that manner. And to tweak it sometimes a bit, you take away something from the team, from their strengths as well. I think certain teams can adjust better. But yeah, I'm not saying that Liverpool can't adjust, but yes, it does leave themselves exposed, where they almost did concede that goal to Sterling at the end. It's just obviously it was in their favor, but yeah, that's what I think.
I mean,
And
also,
your side, do you think that Klopp could have done something different there in the defense?
no, you see, and this is the thing, it's very interesting that both these teams play in a similar fashion. Difference being that the one is very midfield dependent and the other one is very forward dependent. And that's what's interesting is when you play such a high line on both sides, I mean, both sides are doing it. What you've done is, from a Liverpool perspective, is you've compressed their midfield. So then they are very dependent on second runners, which to a certain extent, or in all the other games, plays to Liverpool's strength because they've got the pace in behind to recover the fullbacks. It's just in this case, whenever they're recovering, the sort of defenders are nervous in the one-on-one defending situations. And Trent, every time he made a tackle, it was a huge accomplishment for him. You could see like he
He
was
was
running on
happy.
eggshells. So I mean, Kevin De Bruyne, obviously he's sort of his quickness or his quick thinking sort of gets that free kick off the line and he gets rewarded. But apart from that, he wasn't really getting onto the ball. He wasn't really finding space because they were denying him that space. Now, the difference being in a Liverpool situation, we weren't getting as many attacks because our midfield doesn't play like that. And because they were denying that space. So we are very dependent on a very significant in behind ball that City were doing. And we needed that on our side, but our midfield's not like that. The midfield's more of an industrial sort of midfield. So that's what I found quite interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, just to say what Sam is saying there, I mean, I think yeah, Foden as well. I forgot about him. He also had a good game there as well. I think,
Always plays well against Liverpool.
yeah, he was causing problems there. I mean, and you see, if you get that in a player, who's taking one man, two man, three man out of play, and then he's going to cause. I mean, it's going to cause problems when, especially on a counter attack. But yeah, no, I agree 100% with that you're saying there, Claudio.
No,
Selo.
definitely. And then
The
I think
draw's better for everyone, to be honest with you.
is it better for you, Wanga? I don't
It
know
doesn't matter. Is
why
Arsenal
does it
even
really
in the
matter?
race? Are they even in
I'm
the
just
what are we chatting about, Wanga? I don't even know what you're chatting about. But a point that came up before the game from Jamie Carragher in a article in a publication. He before he was building up this game as the greatest rivalry in the Premier League era. You know, he was saying that these are the two greatest teams in the Premier League era, having the two greatest managers in the Premier League era. You know, he was sizing it up and obviously building up and hyping it up. Where now I'm like, wow, man, we've got our memories are very short then. If we're gonna then if we're gonna say
Very
then say
short.
this is the greatest rivalry in Premier League era, whereas we're forgetting the great battles of Keane and Vieira, Sir
Bruh.
Alex Ferguson versus Wenger back in the early 2000s to late 2000s, or in the, I mean the late 90s to the early 2000s. That's what that's the battles where we knew, you know, there was bloodshed, you know, and
Yeah,
now
like
we've and now we've got Klopp and Pep after the game hugging like
yeah.
long lost twin brothers after the game, whereas in those games we knew what was going to happen in that game. You know, I mean, those guys were fighting even before the game started. You know, I mean, there was that Van Nistelrooy incident at Old Trafford.
Yes.
You know, there was bloodshed. You know, your Tony Adams, your Dixons, and all these guys. They were actually doing the things. And then Jose Mourinho came onto the scene, and then obviously he also kind of brought in his own flavor into the whole Premier League battle in terms of for supremacy.
Yes.
You know, so Claudio. As a Liverpool fan, what do you think in terms of what Jamie Carragher has said, building this up as the greatest rivalry in Premier League era? Where, mind you, there's one team that won the Premier League 3 or 4 times with this one manager, and then the other teams won it once. So I don't know where the rivalry comes if one is won it once.
I think the question needs to be rephrased. I think if I'm seeing it as a Liverpool fan, it's very different to me seeing it as a millennial. I know we speak about the generational thing in terms of what the definition of a rivalry is and what are we looking at with regards to the rivalry. I think when you're speaking about everything you've mentioned previously, 100%, you can't compare the two in terms of what a fierce battle is, what the having an antagonist taking on someone else and, you know, shins coming off bleeding. I think that's a very that's a 90s sort of perspective of football, and that's not modern football. I think when we're looking at modern rivalry, I think in terms of what they've done statistically, what they've done technically, what they've done from an evolution perspective in terms of football, yes, definitely you can say it's the greatest. In terms of what you see from quality of football, it's very rare to see that in terms of what you've seen in the past. So I think it's a different caliber of football. I do think, yeah, it's missing the edge, but I also can argue that the reason it's missing the edge is also to the credit of why the two managers are so successful. The fact that they're able to manage the players that they do, and the fact that they still have the mutual respect, and that's why they get the success that they have. So it's very dependent on what you want from a rivalry. I know us, the 90s guys, are going to say it's soft. The game's gone soft. All of this is nonsense. It's not a rivalry. But in terms of what they're putting out there, in terms of what they get out of the players, and also, again, you've got to put it in the bubble of what modern football is nowadays. But yeah, it definitely lacks the teeth. And I think from me seeing it, it's a bit like, But in terms of what we're seeing on display, I think what in 4 seasons, they're separated by 1 point. And that's like 300 and something points, 381 and 380. I mean, how many sides have done that ever? That's ridiculous. And that's where I think Jamie Carragher is coming from the angle. I mean, you also got to remember what he is. Jamie Carragher is a hard man. So I don't think he's meaning it in that. And of course, you know, your Gary Neville's going to come out. Yeah, not in terms of a fierce rivalry. So again, it depends on what the metric is.
No, listen, you know, in Wonga, before you go, I think, man, guys, I think we always view football with the lens that you want to view it in. You know what I mean? I think the blinkers of Jamie Carragher does get affected when it is his beloved Liverpool that is in this discussion. I think it just naturally, you know, you're gonna obviously then say, wow, this is the level of football is so high. This is the greatest rivalry ever. Listen, the quality of football that we're seeing from these two teams, and when they do play each other, it's amazing. You know, it is definitely up there in terms of the best two teams we've ever seen against each other type of thing, you know. But I think obviously it needs a bit more legs to obviously be regarded as that rivalry where it can where the 80s and 90s babies can say, wow, this is amazing, you know what I mean, type of thing. But from the quality of football, I think the quality is definitely up there. And as you said, the points total, you know, being 1 point behind in terms of the last 4 seasons, that's even, you know, quite something to obviously behold as two teams going against each other season after season, you know, and they're still obviously in a title race this season. Yeah, I guess only time can tell in terms of how long these managers can stay at their respective clubs and then actually create a more of a, obviously of a rivalry. But yeah, I think yeah, it's always interesting to see these people will make comments geared
Right.
towards their teams. Even a Claudio, who's a hard man, even his comments softened a little bit tonight.
Look, for me, I like seeing
Where
good, like, but Silva, let me tell you, who really embodies the traditional sense of a rivalry is Bernardo Silva from Man City. I absolutely, like, I love that player. I don't know if I'm breaking up on myself. I love that player, but
I can hear you. I can hear you.
I love to hate him because he does exactly what I would do on the field. He just kicked out at the player and he's like, "Oh, why are you booking me?" But he did that on purpose to make sure that he knows. And before the game, he's chirping the players, he's doing things. So
He's
he kind
talking,
of
yeah.
embodies it. Yeah, he embodies it a little bit. But yeah, in terms of me changing, I mean, I'd love to see a bit more teeth, but I think if they meet in the final of the Champions League, I think that sort of friendliness or that cuteness that everyone talks about, I think that goes out the window, to be honest.
Guys, we need a James Milner to come with a sliding tackle, boom.
There
You know,
you go.
getting the ball and the man at the same time. You know, getting
Then
sliding
you're
type
going to
of thing,
see something.
and then you're looking at the players like, what the heck, and ruffling some feathers, guys. Wonga,
Yeah.
what do you think in terms of this ridiculous claim from Jimmy Carragher
Yeah, I know.
as an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, I know that's disrespectful, man. I mean, I think, yeah, I think they need to. Yeah, I think, like you said, Solo needs a lot more legs in there. It can't, not now. The Arsenal, any player, any, I mean, any sports fan would go back to that era, watching those games. And you see, the nice thing about it is that, you know what, like, even though, like, every game you knew that Roy Keane, those guys were going to clash. You just the kind of people they were, you know, and you always got that. It bugged the cuck out of you, but probably that's the thing that, you know, that kept you, it
That's
kept
the
you watching
worst.
it, like a Ruud van Nistelrooy, what he did there. I can't remember what the tie was as well, but I mean, then he ends up missing the penalty. Everyone goes back
Penalty
to him,
hits
they
the
put it in
post.
his face, you
The
know.
post. You know,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
ah, you know.
Yeah,
That, you
that
know, he
was.
enjoyed him doing that. All those things, you know, like,
Yeah.
and the nice thing is that all those things happened, and then, you know, you're not gonna hear something in the press saying that this guy's this and that. That was the game, and those guys definitely now, they respect each other. There was a level of respect they had for each other. I know Vieira and Keane probably even now, maybe they don't talk as friends, but they 100% respect each other to the fullest, you know, and that was the nice thing about. There was no hate. It was just that was business. And like Silo said, mentioned the Mourinho era. I mean, when Mourinho came, yeah, okay, that Stamford Bridge. That was a loud. Like, I know Liverpool had the winning streak there, but Stamford Bridge, that was a fortress, my man. It was true fear when you went there. Even Old Trafford was the same at some point. I don't think ever. I can't say Highbury was the same, but I mean, those. I remember Stamford Bridge,
No,
and.
Highbury was B before they moved to
I
the
wouldn't
Emirates
say
North at End.
it was a
Highbury, I mean,
fortress.
it
It
was.
was.
No, look,
Liverpool
look,
didn't
look.
win at Highbury.
It's a small fortress, but it's a fortress.
Yeah, but it
Why
was it.
are we wait, Senna, why are we sticking up for his side? Actually, you're right. There was
Nah,
just
look.
yeah, you're
Right,
right.
yeah, I
Turning
agree with you, sir. In the terms of
to
look,
facts now, Wonga.
we
Thanks for going back
admiring
to
it
Highbury.
from the other side.
But the
Look,
Highbury
I'm talking.
Stadium is not a bunch of flats in London. That's what it is. They're
Yeah, I
10 minutes
saw it.
away.
It's leveled,
So
bro.
maybe you're
It's
right.
leveled. No, I've seen it. No, I've seen it. I've seen it.
How's it? How's it?
Hey,
How's it? How's it? How's it?
Vardy,
Vard? How's it? Vard? Vard? Don't worry, we're gonna touch on your team as well soon. But no, let's just jump onto the Premier League fixtures this weekend, guys. I think yeah, there's a lot to get through, guys, because yeah, no one's team really played another team that of the guys that's on the show. So we're gonna have to obviously try and get through this as quickly as possible. But we're gonna start off now, Vard. Sorry,
Vardo,
can't skip your
everyone's
team, but
accountable.
What did your team do,
can't
Vards? I needed them
skip your
this
team.
week, bruh. Yes.
We're gonna start with what's this Nick's beloved team, Newcastle versus Wolves. They got the 1-0 victory on Friday against Wolves. I think yeah, it was a quite an interesting fixture. You know, I think there was an offside as well. Where there was a great combination play between Almiron and Bruno
Bruh.
Gimaraes. That was a great link up play. I love that whole chemistry
Yeah.
they're trying to build there. But that was ruled offside, and then obviously Chris Woody. Guys, can I ask you something about Chris Wood actually before actually going to the actual game, guys? The whole thing about Chris Wood, They signed a player from a relegation rival. The relegation rivals, I would say, top three, one of the top three players, right? And they signed them for themselves. But this guy hasn't really been impactful for Newcastle. Was it to destabilize Burnley or was it to better their team? Because in actual fact, Burnley used that money and went to get a better player in that German Weghorst guy. He's for me, he's better and it's half the
Because
price.
the pricing
And
is
he's also
priced,
and
right?
also he's got a big highest. He's got he's younger. I think he's younger by 5 years, 5, 6 years. Don't you think they went there and
I
just try to
think
destabilize Burnley?
Burnley pulled the wool over their eyes.
I think so. I think so. You're right because I mean, with all they've done, they've literally now they've got a bigger, better Chris Wood
Chris
there.
Wood.
That's what they've
Yeah.
done. They've literally this, and I think I think you they won't say it, but 100%, that's exactly what they've done. They've said, okay, look, they've looked at the guys and they said, look, we need to put one more guy in the mix there, at the bottom. And now they've taken out Chris Wood. And I agree with you, they don't really need him. They could have got, if they were looking for a good player, they could have got it. They could have got a better player than that for the price they actually got him as well. I think so.
Exactly,
I
guys.
agree
It was
with you
like
on that
what,
point.
25 million pounds for a 30-year-old, a 2-year contract, guys. Also, that
That was a
shows you guys.
proper
What
waste.
guys? Think about that. They signed him for a 2.5-year contract, a 20 for 25 million pounds for a 30-year-old, guys. I think it was just
To
destabilization
be fair,
tactics.
though, Selo, I think Eddie Howe was burnt by the money spent on Solanke when he was at Bournemouth. Look, it's reaping the rewards now, but I think he burnt his hands a little bit when he spent that money on a youngster. So maybe he's just thinking, ah, he's
Was a
desperate.
lot.
Let's throw him.
That's
But yeah,
true.
what a load of shit. That the amount of the I said that. I said the amount they paid for that guy was a load
That's
of
too
crock.
much.
I said that.
That's crazy.
That was
25 million
ridiculous.
pounds. That's
He's
crazy.
tired, man.
But
What are they going to do? They're going to sell him into the season. Well, they're going to keep him. They can't keep him for the revolution, for the
they
Saudi
can't.
revolution. They
He
can't.
doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit into the
But
revolution, guys.
he doesn't even fit Eddie Howe's system.
He's a New Zealander that's big and just heads the ball. That's all he does, guys. I didn't know he's got
But
feet to
look,
score with when he scored the penalty.
looking at I mean, just looking at the Newcastle result, guys. Every time, and I've said it here many times, Newcastle, guys. If you guys are pitying people, just say Newcastle to score. Odds always looking good.
Wonga, you said always
But listen.
you said Newcastle over 1.5. They scored one for one. They didn't
No,
score over
I say
1.5 to
0.5.
score.
No, I'm saying 0. I say 0.5.
There was a time a few weeks back you were saying over 1.5 for Newcastle all the time.
Yes. No, but those were those days. But I'm like, yes.
Wonga, can you share your bet slips as well, man, so we can make some
Come
money, man?
on. Yeah, Denga
When I
Nature.
do, I
Come on.
haven't, to be
Pump the
honest with you
Denga.
guys, I haven't betted in a long time.
Yeah, please share your
But
tips.
I just
Share your
share.
tips. Wonga's tips. Remember, gambling is addictive, and none of these tips are guaranteed returns. It's
Yeah,
just tips. Wonga's tips.
well, I don't know.
and
I think
if I if I would,
we might have to rename that because people might be searching for something else. Anyway.
I get you, Claudia. I get you, Claudia. But yeah, Wonga, you on, bro? This is your time now to shine. Let's tell us what went wrong in this game. You know, we got a mistaken goal for Brighton was scored by a fellow Southern African, Mwepu. The guy he's from Zambia. So yeah, a fellow Southern African player scored a goal. Great goal as well, mind you. And when I was watching the highlights, I didn't watch the game. I was watching the highlights that the commentator was saying Mwepu has been the best player on the field so far, and he scored quite a nice, well-placed shot. Wonga, what went wrong in this game at the Emirates? Two consecutive, wait, is it two consecutive losses now? Yes, two consecutive losses now against Palace and Brighton. Brighton hadn't won in seven, and they decided to win against Arsenal.
Yeah, and yeah, look, I mean, for me, it's more of a thing of us.
Yeah, he's
Yeah, look,
apoplexic.
I was with
Top four,
Claudio.
Wanga? Top four. He's still so sure about that top four spot with the way Spurs are banging goals. You know, Conte, since Conte has joined Spurs, they have scored more goals since Arteta's been in charge of Arsenal this whole season.
I'm still sure, Claudio.
What?
Now, listen,
Shit. Sure.
they've scored in the
Since
period.
contest, your.
So listen, so you see, now focusing on my team,
I miss me.
I was with Claudio this weekend for a bit, and that was the time when this game started. And then I saw us concede. And I'm looking at this goal. And what I noticed in the goal is that we've got three defenders. I see three defenders, Selo. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell. Why are we playing with three defenders? Okay, maybe something else. No. I'll go check the starting lineup. There are four defenders. But Shaka's playing left back.
but you got injuries, Wonga. But Wonga, listen, Tierney is injured,
Yes.
right? Tavares, we saw he's rubbish against Palace.
No, but you see, that's the thing, Selo. You see, Tavares, he for me, he would have done a better job. I think. Look, this, like Shaq. Let's put the same guy who's playing there at that position, right? And yes, Pooms, Arsenal. In fact, I can't even just blame it on him. Well, the whole team was flat. But and I'm not blaming it
Like Ivory.
particularly on Shaka. I'm just saying
Gives
he's
him a
not a good
lot.
left back. He's not a good left back. I think Tavares, like I said, Tavares, I think you got to understand the situation as well. Is that this guy? He is a youngster in the team. He is probably trying to prove himself, you know. And maybe this time he really didn't think that he was going to start. Tierney gets injured in the warm up, and now he's really getting to start. You know, it's a whole type of preparation for him. I don't know, but we've even spoke about this. You've got to be careful with these new players now, these
New
millennials.
players,
Now
yeah.
you go and you don't play him the next game. You know,
Gen Z, we millennials. We
yeah. Sorry,
over the
sorry.
hill now,
This
Wonga.
Gen Z. Sorry. Then what you call it? But now, for me, I would have played Tavares again. I would have played him again. So look, no, understand. We understand. We go over it, and now we play him in this
Try
game.
him
To now take him
again,
out of
try him
this
again.
game,
Yeah.
to now take him out. That for me is like Shaka's made more mistakes than that Tavares. That's led to goals, and he still plays game after game. So why are you going now and penalize another guy? Like, it doesn't make sense to me what these guys are doing. It really doesn't make sense what Arsenal's doing. The goal we conceded. The goals, no, the second one, that second one, the goal, that was good, very good goal.
Great goal. Great
First
goal.
one, that was easy for them. Whole defense shifts up. There's no midfielders to come and help them. Defense has done what they're supposed to do. The midfielders are now just hoping that, you know, that there's maybe a deflection and they go for it. No, that doesn't happen, and they get an easy finish. I mean, any team. What's his name? Who's at the bottom of the lock now? This Norwich would have scored that goal hands down, you know. I think Arsenal just made it difficult for themselves. They've just made it very difficult for themselves.
Wonga, you've got a new name, bro.
Hi,
Wonga,
don't
Wonga
even
Wonga
don't.
Shaka.
Wonga Shaka.
Pooms is saying that Wonga's new name is Wonga Shaka. It even sounds right. It
This guy,
sounds right, eh?
it does
Wonga
sound right.
Shaka.
It fits.
Sounds right, eh?
Wonga
Sounds
Shaka.
no
Wonga
ways.
Shaka.
There's too many
Wait,
errors in that guy.
but what sounds better? We've got Captain Selo
Nah,
Maguire or Wonga Shaka. Which one's better?
that don't sound right.
Okay. But no, honestly, Claudia, I think we yes, I don't blame the loss on Shaka. I think even Arteta knows himself that he's made a few errors there. There's no the Tavares situation, my man. He's come on, man. Come on. One game he's played, he's done something
But yeah,
foolish.
I think
No.
Wonga, I don't think you're wrong there. I think, look, against that Liverpool game, I think he saw flames against Liverpool, let's be honest, at
Yes.
Anfield.
He
But
never
it's to your
expected to
point,
start.
he's a young player, and he's a
Yes.
player who's learning his trade, so it's to be expected. The only issue with Arteta having a player like this is the margin for error at this point of the season
Very small,
is
very
very
slim.
slim. Yeah, so you can't
But
really
playing
be
Shaka
according
would
to
have guaranteed
DFC.
it.
But here's but this let's go back
Playing
but
Shaka guarantees it.
but I think go back to the Shaka thing, and I think I spoke to you on Saturday about this comment, and I think Emery came out saying, like, Shaka's time at Arsenal is an interesting one because he was obviously captained by Emery, and he said what is interesting about that was clearly he's obviously made him captain for a reason. There are qualities there that he possesses that
He's even
the
Switzerland's
managers,
captain.
yeah, that they believe, you know, he can do something. But what's quite interesting is that he was undermined allegedly by the other senior players in the camp, and that's interesting. So again, it goes back to the point of maybe he's not respected technically, almost like a Harry Maguire at Man United, you could argue. But the managers still throw him in there, regardless of what's happened to him, regardless of the performances, regardless of everything he's gone through. They are still throwing him in there. And on another fact is that we've got Mourinho, we're still trying to sign him for Roma. So
Look,
there's
guys.
definitely something there.
No,
There's something
I
there.
hear what you're saying, but it's the same thing like Man United with Harry Maguire. There's
Look at
something
Vaz.
there,
Guys, look,
but you're
please
getting
look at Vaz's
nothing.
comment. Look at Vaz's comment.
At the back, we're in trouble.
It's like one guy striker and Captain Silva Maguire at the back, we in trouble. Oh man, wow, wow, wow,
but
wow,
no,
wow, wow, wow,
Silo,
wow,
don't you agree with me, Silo? Like, in terms of, let's say, look at Harry Maguire. They say, okay, no, the guys are saying, no, there's leadership qualities, there's something they see in there, they always put him on. But the outcome is always nil. Like,
guys,
what point do you react?
Harry Maguire's never been a captain. He's been relegated, guys, so many times, guys. Come on.
At what point do you take Shaka off and say, oh no, you need to pick up performances? What point do you do that? You play him at a left back.
Just a quick one though, Celo. Does this qualify as Wanga rants, or is this still Arsenal segment for?
Damn, I think, guys, I might as well just go into it, guys. Eh? Might as well go into
no,
it,
this,
guys. Eh?
I would even like to
well
that. That's
it, eh?
No, no, this
that's
was it.
It.
This was my
he
run.
It off.
This is...
he kicked it off early, guys. He kicked
he
it
kicks
off early
himself
today,
off.
Guys.
He doesn't wait for the referee's whistle. He just goes for it. There we go, one guy. Let's go. 30
but,
seconds of your rant. 3, 2, 1. Huapeng!
Nah, that was it. I won't even lie to you guys. That was it. It's for me. It's that thing of the main concern I had was is that thing with Tavares. I get he's made a mistake. I get it was horrible in terms of the performance he had. But if you're a manager and you're being fair and also logical, Shaka's is a senior player in the team. Tavares is a junior. You're trying to bring this guy up. He's cocked up. Put him back in there again to amend himself, especially against the Brighton. Give him the opportunity. You go and you put Shaka, who's also not a good left back, and if you're trying to solidify the defense, putting Shaka there is not going to do it. So you might as well just put Tavares there. Like, to me, what he was trying to do, I don't know. If I saw the starting lineup and I said Shaka there, I would have panicked. I would have panicked immediately. I'm sure Brighton are like, yes. Thank you.
So you're saying that gave Brighton the hope that they could actually get a good victory out of this.
Yeah, and it's what got them the first goal. It's what got them the first goal, Celo. If you go look at that replay, there were three defenders. Shaka went far. You know? I don't know what he was doing there. Maybe that's what Arteta wanted from him. But it left us open at the back. Guys cut back. And they're the opening goal, and already Arsenal again in the same situation we're before. Can't beat Brighton this season, right?
Nah, shame, man. Don't worry, Wanga. Your problems are many, but my problems have resulted in me not watching Man United games for
I told you, Celo. I told you, man. You're not a friend of Everton. I told
second,
you.
Oh my goodness!
Second consecutive week, Wanga. I haven't watched the game, but this time. I have a good reason why I didn't watch the game. I was at a bachelor weekend, and the house that we were staying in, the TV wasn't working, so I couldn't watch the game. But I was happy I didn't watch the game.
Was the TV not working, or did you unplug the TV, Celo? I know you're looking for any excuse not to watch nowadays.
No, the TV wasn't working, guys. When you switch on the TV, it had this weird ass thing going on, like guys. So they just need to repair the TV. But yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch this game. I watched a bit of the highlights, and yeah, guys. I think my season is over. But it was already over last week already. So
when they
I don't
appointed
know what...
Ragnick, it was over.
No, nah, it wasn't actually. I think just the players in itself, guys. I think we need to look at the players and look at what like they need to look at themselves. They disappointed under Oli and they disappointed under Ragnick. But also, I think it doesn't help the Ragnick the fact that he's an interim manager and the players will look at him as an interim manager. They don't take
undermine him.
Listen, undermining in terms of his instructions, and listen, guys, that guy. What? Claudia, please, guys. Can you guys please tell Claudia to stop touching the controls? It's not his show.
Sorry,
it is not his show. It's not his show. Flip, man. Wow, man. I'm trying to pour out my heart here, but my
go for it, Celo. I apologize.
But,
let us hear about the toilet paper. You call your team.
Yeah, but rubbish. But rubbish. In all actual fact, I can't wait for the season to be over, guys. I'm just, yeah, we're just going along in terms of what we're trying to do as a team. But listen, we can't be blaming Ralf Rangnick because he came in, solidified our defense. We conceded less goals. We were giving away less chances. Yes, maybe not creating as many chances going forward. But I think just the team in itself, the morale is down. There's no energy going there. They can't even, get a victory against an Everton side that is very poor. And I wouldn't be surprised if that even a Norwich get a result against us this coming weekend. So that's Man United.
Okay.
Great result for Frankie Lampard. We've helped him get some points, get some breathing room on Burnley. 4 points now. The difference between himself and between themselves and Burnley. Whereas before, obviously, it was much tighter, and they're both on 30 games. So I think, yeah, Everton are looking good to make the survival. But guys, interesting statistic: Steven Gerrard's win percentage at Aston Villa is 38.19%, and Frank Lampard's win percentage at Everton is 38.6%. So a
Oof.
0.5% difference in their win percentage, guys. What do you guys think
Yo.
in terms of Frankie Lampard's time at Everton and contrasting it to what Steven Gerrard has
But
done at
wait, Selo, but
Villa?
wait, but wait. I feel like you're skimming over something there at Goodison Park, the Man United game.
What?
Wong, is he not forgetting something there? The
I don't watch
post-game
the game,
sort of
man.
event. Yeah, the
Oh yes,
post-game.
that's what I forgot I was going to mention that also. I
Don't
mean
forget, I don't watch the game, man.
I think
Yeah,
it's
but this
Selo,
has
it's
nothing to do with the game.
So it was like that. I think
It's
that's just a result of the
the
frustration. I mean, you
frustrations
got the
and his legs being
Ronaldo,
kicked. Did
yeah,
you see
and
his
Ronaldo
legs?
comes, yeah. That's soccer, bro. Bro. This you see the thing about the legs thing. I've got kids, bro. Like I'm talking when I coach some 6-year-olds, 4-year, 5-year-olds. Ah, coach, he's kicked me. I told them, you know what I tell them? If you don't get kicked.
Don't play.
Go play cricket. You're probably not gonna get kicked. Probably get hit by a ball. It's part of the game, bro. You're gonna get kicked. If it's a foul, you are going to get kicked. If you
Okay,
play
wait, but
cricket,
Wonga, but
for the sports, but
enlighten Selo here, because Selo's brushed over this completely.
yeah. So what happened after the game? Ronaldo. I think there was a fan. I'm
What
not too sure what the
happened,
fan
coach?
did. It's not clear
What
what he
happened?
did, but Ronaldo ended up slapping the fan's phone to the
The guy
ground,
with the phone, with
like.
the young fan with the phone.
Absolutely, yeah. So, slapped it out, and then he carried on walking. And then what Ronaldo did afterwards, he went to Instagram to apologize, and then he said that yeah, he invited the guy to come watch a game.
Give the fan a free ticket to watch him at United. Guys,
Am I
who would want to
using Man
come and watch
United?
United at Old Trafford?
That's what
Guys.
everyone was arguing. They're like, just buy him a new phone.
Well, I was just buying a season ticket for the Everton in the Championship. I mean, it's better off than going to
Guys,
Old
buy him a
Trafford and
new.
watching that.
I'll buy him a new phone
Guys,
and be done with it.
buy him a new phone and give him a signed Cristiano Ronaldo shirt from Portugal, not Man United, Portugal, and then the kid can sell it
I don't think. Look,
at
and
a
you know, if you look at the situation, I.
price or
Oh, sorry.
whatever, or
Sorry, he's just
whoever
breaking up.
the person is, and make a profit. You know what I mean? You know, don't be, trying to go on that way. Am
No,
I
I'm
breaking up on
saying
you?
that I don't think
Hello? How are you guys
that
doing?
in the
Can
whole
you hear me? Can you hear me?
situation you lag, Zilla.
Wait, you
But
settle, but you're struggling there.
no, I'm saying in the whole situation, I don't think that
I'm
look, it's
struggling.
not. I
Yeah,
don't
guys.
think
Hey, guys. It's a change of environment, guys.
you're back though. No, are you? You back? No.
No,
No, you're
he's
back. You're
lagging.
back. He's
He's
back.
lagging.
He's back. He's back. He's back. Go ahead, Wonga.
No, I'm saying that, if it, in terms of Ronaldo's situation, I
Am I
think
lagging, gents?
it's not it's not bad. It's not. I'm not condoning it. It's a bad reaction, But I mean, for me, if any player did that, given Man United's situation, it's not like he's punched the guy in the face, He's not gone and pulled the fan out and kicked him. And I can really understand what he's done. I can understand the frustration. And then yes, there's an apology needed, and obviously things needed to be done to rectify the error that Ronaldo has made. But I don't think it's something to go crazy over, to be honest with you. I can completely understand how it's happened, but yeah, I don't condone the what he's done.
Yeah, I think on that point there, someone made a comment about
No, I
Zuma
agree.
smacking his cat, and
I
then
agree.
versus what he's done. Sorry, go ahead, Silo.
Oh, You see?
No, I was saying that I agree, man. You can't condone such behavior. Look up to the guy, you know, and obviously they try and see what he's doing, you know, kids are doing his celebrations and so on and so forth, you know. So he can't be slapping someone's phone out of their hands. He needs to be leading by example. He needs to be that person and saying, hey, cool, you've lost the game. Just put your head down and walk to the tunnel and obviously and then, you know, go and shower, whatever needs to be done after the game. But no need to be slapping a phone out of a person's hand. And yeah, certainly I think we can't condone such behavior. Yeah, but yeah, footballers need to behave in the right manner. You guys are footballers and you're role models. You need to behave in a
Yes.
certain way. But yeah, I think that's enough with Man United, guys. We there's
Yeah.
too many fixtures to get through. We need to still get to Vardy's Villa. So let's just touch on
Yes.
let's just
Yo.
paper over what happened there at Southampton, guys. We've got a team called Southampton who can go either way, guys. Southampton can draw against the Man City, but they can also lose 6-0 against Chelsea or
Hey,
six
hey.
nil against or nine.
I think
I think is
I think Silo.
who
Oh,
did
there we go.
Chelsea lose to the week before? They lost to Brentford. They lost to. Can you hear me, guys? Am I lagging? What's happening?
You're
Breaking
cutting.
up
You're
badly.
cutting
Can you hear
there.
me?
But yeah, you're back now. You're back now.
Was I cutting? Sorry about that. No, I was saying that you know, Southampton's a team that could draw against the Man City 1-1 and then lose 6-0 to Chelsea or lose 6-0 to Arsenal or whichever team. But then Chelsea, having lost to Brentford and then having lost to Real Madrid during the week, I think they want to take their anger out of someone. And Southampton's the unfortunate Chelsea. Can it help them in tonight's fixture?
No,
Wonga,
I
did
agree with you.
you go ahead, Wonga? Yeah.
No, I'm saying I
Oh,
agree,
what's
Celo.
happening, guys? Am I frozen? What's happening, man?
Agree.
I think.
Hey, you're frozen in the wrong position, even. But I think Southampton, like Celo, yeah, I think so. Southampton are just victims of Chelsea's bad run of form. Yeah, I mean, two games, losing two games. That's not as unlike a Chelsea this season. And yeah, you're expecting someone to get hammered along the way in Southampton. You know, I mean, I was going to watch the game and then I saw this 4-0. I was like, ah, just off this go to another one. Because there were quite a few games on this day. I was like, but yeah, it's routine. Let's see if they'll carry that form into the Champions League.
Yeah, that's a big if there. That's going to be interesting to see. I don't know, Siddle,
Because
if
of
you.
Benzema. Yeah.
Charlie, what's up with everyone in it today? Mine is fine. Oh, Charlie's just looking to the side.
Am I still
Oh,
frozen?
no.
Am I still
Am I
frozen?
frozen? No
Am I
ways,
still?
guys. There's no. Am
Ah.
I frozen longer?
No, you look frozen for a bit. I was like, what's going on?
No, gents,
Charlie, you're
this is
frozen.
calm.
Charlie, you're frozen.
Imagine trying to do a live stream. And we've got Eskom saying no, we're load two shedding. This is ridiculous.
That's them, all right.
Okay, but Selo, are you still there? Get back to the driving to the
Let's
seat there.
move to Navarre. Okay, I'm still here.
Hey,
I'm
Vaj,
still
you
here.
still
Yeah.
there?
Can we chat to about Vard's team?
Let's
And
check if
yeah,
Vaj is there.
and Wonga's rebels that are leading the pack to the top four. You know, Spurs
They be
have given
out.
themselves some breathing room. But yeah, but what do you think of this performance? You know what, Claudia, I didn't know that stat that you just what you said in terms of you know, Spurs having scored more goals or as many goals as Arsenal since Conte took over as opposed to since Arteta's been there. You know, I think that's quite a great record for Spurs, and I think they are banging in the goals that they gelling, guys. And guys, as I said, Kulusevski, guys, what an amazing signing. Adding goals, adding assists, I think build up playing chemistry that is building up with the Son. So do you guys think that Spurs are nailed on for top four, guys, or do you think because they still have to play a Liverpool and other teams along the way, do you think that let's say Claudio, not Wonga, or Claudio, please answer before Wonga. Wonga's going to say we still have something to say.
No, I think jeepers, what a signing, like you said, what a signing. I mean, he wanted him, Kulusevski, Conte, and he's come in. And if you're playing fantasy and you're seeing the guys, firstly, our fantasy league, by the way, those gents are doing well. I think the difference between the top five is like 10 points or something. But yeah, Kulusevski, what, 12 points, 6 points, so goal assist, the man's doing things there. And if you've got to play on form like that, plus you've got Harry Kane, plus you've got Song up front, I think that spells a lot of trouble for an Arsenal, to be honest. So I would have to say Spurs are looking the favorites right now for top four. It could also work in Arsenal's favor because they were the favorites and they've completely botched it. I mean, they're still in there. Don't get me wrong. They're still in there with the shot, but they've botched it. But I don't think Conte likes driving from the front, and I think he's got them driving in the front seat. So I don't think he's going to relinquish that anytime soon. So I think they are favorites for the top four now.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking at their
Yeah,
fixtures. Upcoming fixtures up until the end of the season, and they've got Brighton next, they got Brentford, then they got Leicester, then they got Liverpool, then they've got Arsenal in the North London derby, and then they got Burnley and Norwich to end of the season. So I think that those two games against Liverpool and Arsenal will be obviously crucial for them. And if they can come out there, I think with 4 points from those two games, Wonga, what do you think about your rivals?
yeah, look, I think no. To be honest, I mean they've got the top four spot. It's this. They must embrace it for as long as they can. I still think they've got a bit of a stumble in them. I think that's been Tottenham's story this season. Yes, they've done well now to put on a good run of form.
Yeah.
Question is, can they keep it? I think Arsenal's also done that. They had a good run of form. They lost. They managed to pick it up. They've lost. And I think now two losses. I think Arsenal will get back up again in terms of winning performances. We do also, just like Tottenham, I think we still have a few big games for us. I mean, one of them being the Tottenham one. I think that'll be it'll obviously be a decider, I think, in that top four. But like I said, I do think Tottenham, as well as they're playing, I think they still, that it. Now is going to be a quick, big question. I mean, whether they can keep this run of form that they're on, because it started, and yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to last that long, to be honest with you. You're going to get a small banana peel there.
So Wonga's still
You
hoping there.
don't
I
you,
just,
you you don't think, or you hope?
no, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's like I look at a look. Same thing. Like
Go,
you
Claudio.
looked at a
No.
Man
Go ahead, Wonga.
United. I'm saying you looked at like a Man United, and you're looking at them and you think that, at least they'll win one game, and it's not happening, And I think Tottenham, there's just something there. If, in terms of for consistency, I don't think they can carry on that long. But we'll see.
Wonga, they've been carrying on. They've picked it up, dude. So I don't know what you're saying.
So,
They're on a good run. They're on a
like you guys, basically.
Yeah, we did. And then there was that day when it
But
all
look at
came tumbling
Pom
down.
saying Spurs can vomit on themselves. We all know this. That's why
That's
they're
what I said.
Spursy. I did even
That's what
want to
I'm
comment
saying.
on the VARDs thing, saying weirdest game I've seen. Villa dominated for long periods and got hammered. And I think this is what's going to happen with Villa, especially under Gerrard. Villa's got ideas. He wants to set up like Klopp does. He wants him to play in an ex in, like in a expansive sort of fashion, and they're going to be found out because they don't have the players. Now this is the sort of intrigue or sort of the debate that you have to have as a manager again. Where do you ride in terms of going, we need results first, or where do we put the players on focus, on blast, and expose them to go to the board going, you want to play this type of football, but I can't do that with these players. And it's interesting as to where Steven Gerrard's found himself, because like you said, Settle, the percentage isn't looking great. And the fact that you've mentioned that's pretty horrible. When you compare him to a Lampard, and a Lampard's picked up a dire
Rubbish.
situation, whereas Villa was
Yes.
sort of, being given a sort of a promising sort of environment. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
100%. He went there, all guns blazing. He gave him the what's his new manager bounce immediately, and then now it's kind of flattened out. Yes, obviously he's played more games, so his sample size as opposed to Lampard is quite
Yeah, it's
larger.
bigger.
But still, it's not good numbers, and one below 40% of your games. But I think they'll turn things around next season. I think they do the quality players, but yeah, it's too late for them to be dragged into a relegation battle. But let's see what happens next season. And yeah, guys, next, I think that's it for the Premier League. Now let's jump into the Champions League. We're gonna start off with Wonga's favorite team, or the Danjuma, that scored the goal that Wonga had predicted in the first leg against Bayern. So what do you guys think is going to happen in this game? You can see it there flickering the bottom. That's Real Madrid starting lineup. But yeah, Wonga, in terms of your player here, Danjuma versus Bayern at the Allianz Arena, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Yeah, look, this could be ugly for Villarreal. Like, I think Villarreal should have won this game in the first. They should have won this tie in the first leg. Bayern Munich are gonna be, well, I would expect that they're gonna be wiser to come. Ah, come on, Sam. Nah. Villarreal are doing poorly in that league of this. Nah. I saw. I'm saying that I think. Yeah, Villarreal should have won the tie in the first leg. They had the
First leg,
opportunity to put that 4-0, and that's probably bearing half their chances. They could have made it 4-0. Yeah, I think Bayern are going to come out here, and they're going to be they're going to be wise to what Villarreal is capable of, and I think it'll probably be like a 3-0, 3-1 victory to Villarreal. But I'm not completely wiping out Villarreal. Hopefully they can do something. It would be nice to see that happen. But yeah, I think Bayern would gonna punish them.
No, three, no. You,
You're not
Wonga,
backing
what? We said
Emery.
3-0 victory too.
To Bayern. No, I think Bayern might come out guns blazing. Yeah, I think they'll be wiser to Villarreal, to be honest with you,
Okay.
to what happened in the first league. I don't think. Yeah,
So,
I just think they'll be.
score
That's what
prediction. What
Bayern
is
do.
that?
I think it's three. I said 3-0 or 3-1. I said 3-1 to Bayern. Is it like
Okay.
that?
Yeah. I think
Okay.
it's going to
Okay.
be tough.
No,
I think they're going
that's
away
fair.
from
That's fair,
home.
Wonga. Claudia, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. They're going Villarreal have to travel away from home now. It's the we know the away goal rule means nothing, which is interesting. So I mean, one goal, that's how you got to see it. It's literally a one
Yeah.
goal difference, even though that goal was scored. So they're going to have to come out guns blazing, and we know you've spoken about their formation in the past by Munich. They're going to push numbers up front, and they're going to have the support of their crowd. I think it's going to be very difficult for Villarreal to shut them out. So we do see a Bayern goal, and it's just how many they put past them. Whether or not Villarreal score, it's possible because they do have tricky players and they can catch them on the counter, especially if you're committing so many players forward. But I'm leaning towards a 3-1 victory for Bayern. But I'd love to be proven wrong. Unless it's a Liverpool situation. Then I want to be right all the time.
Yeah, you see they play Bayern is playing a 3-4-2-1 formation tonight. So yeah, they're playing their all out attack formation again, with wing backs that aren't even wing backs. So yeah, 3-4-2-1 form. Let's see how many goals Bayern can get tonight. We all know that's where they score the goals. Which it's all great and well in two-legged ties until it gets to the final where, guys, it's only one tie. You can't say, well, let's go back to the Allianz and show you what's going on. So if they get into the final eventually, they will definitely need to fix that. And then in the other game, we've got Real Madrid 3, and then one Chelsea currently in terms of the tie in itself. I don't know what you guys think there. We had the Benzema show last year, a hat trick, with two beautifully headed goals, and then the other goal from a mistake from Mendy. Claudio, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Yo, so I mean, I made my prediction of Real Madrid winning the first leg, thinking they were playing at
Oh
home,
man, this guy can't hear me.
and obviously, oh no, I can hear you. Can you guys?
Something
yeah.
Yeah,
So no,
cool,
like I said, I mean,
cool,
I thought,
Cool. No, it's just a lag. It's lagging on my side, man. It's
So
crazy. Oh, yeah.
I thought, Chelsea at home would have put up a bit more of a fort, so it would have been tougher to break them down. I think, Sam asking, can Chelsea do the impossible? I know Pums is hoping for that to happen, and obviously it's not going to do Chelsea any harm coming off the back of a 6-0 win. But the Bernabeu, and this is the thing I don't like about Madrid, is even when Liverpool faced Madrid, I mean, Liverpool technically found themselves in the better way, better form. You could argue at the time, I would say the players were in better form, and we're going, no,
Yep.
Liverpool are going to do one over them. But Madrid in the Champions League is Madrid. It's the king on the throne who, like I said, can do whatever they please. And at home, especially,
About your
this
team,
isn't, yeah, man, it's going to be tricky. But
your keeper was the best.
no, look, you're talking about the final. I'm actually not even referring to the final. I'm
Oh.
referring to the leg that before, I think they even got to the semis, they
Oh,
lost 6-2.
yes. Okay, yes.
They did play it behind closed doors, so that was a bit of a factor, but they had no rights, and they did it. So I think again, Chelsea are going to have to pull something really, really special to do something here. But I can't see the likes of Modric and Kroos and Benzema, especially Seedorf's Ballon d'Or candidate. I can't see them choking on this.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Claudio. Yeah, I won't lie to you, it's a
Okay,
difficult
no.
one to say which way it's gonna go, but I can't see a Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea going rampant like it's just Southampton. I don't think the Madrid stars will allow it.
Also, Lukaku, Wango. What's going on with Lukaku?
No, it's fair.
Yeah,
That's
he
fair.
wants to be in Italy, bro. He's dreaming about Italy. This guy.
Where's Mosa?
Thing
Like
about
this.
pasta.
Where's Mosa? Where's
He's
Mosa? Where's Mosa to
yeah.
tell?
Hey, bro. I thought he'd be the first one telling us here that
Mosa's
guy's got a
missing,
flaw.
just like Lukaku's missing. Sam saying no English team has won with 3 goals margin in the Bernabeu till date.
That's hectic.
Yeah, it's not going to
See,
happen, guys.
when you hear things like that, right?
Lukaku, is he not traveling to Madrid, Pums? He's saying he had to stay. I don't know if anyone's going to check up the lineup there, but I mean, if that's hectic, and Lukaku's not traveling, your £90 million signing, not traveling to the Bernabeu for the
Yeah,
Champions League.
that's
What?
bad. And yeah,
What check?
forget how
I'm
much he's.
checking now, Claudio. Claudio, I'm checking now.
Sheepers. That's a big one. Yeah, look, it's tickets for Chelsea. I think they're there to say they've competed. They're making a little bit more
Sure,
money
but he's
from the
not. Yeah,
Champions League from TV rights.
Lukaku is not on the bench.
Where's to go to
Lukaku not on the
Italy, bro? I'm
bench,
telling
guys.
you.
Yeah.
Planning trips for Italy.
No, he's going. Apparently, Inter want to sign him on loan, so he's
No
going to go
Lukaku
back.
on the bench.
Oh, that was brilliant from Inter,
But
yeah, right? They win the
we need
league.
to find out why.
But I was into.
Why?
They won the league with Lukaku. They then sell him for £90 million, and then they're now going to get him back. Get the same club that bought him for £1 million to loan him back to them, where they're still covering a lot of his wages. I mean, that's a stroke of genius, isn't it?
Poor business there from. Well, I wouldn't say it's poor business, but yeah, I think they've been played by that guy Lukaku. Let me put it like that. Ah,
Just.
that guy's playing them all.
But it just shows you like how important you need to, like the player needs to feel supported by a lot of different things, a lot of the environment. And I think Cyril spoke about this on length's end with regards to Chelsea. Or I think I've mentioned it as well, Chelsea being that corporate club and not feeling the love. If you don't feel the love there, look at Timo Werner. Good player. Got a bunch of, what, a pile of shit to Chelsea.
Yeah, he should have gone to Liverpool.
You should have. And
Would have been better
can
there.
you guys hear me?
Settle's back in the game. Let's go, Settle. You're
Yeah.
back in the game.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Sorry
Yeah.
about that. Sorry about that. But listen, yeah. Just before we wrap up, guys, I just wanted to bring up something that I've been following closely from La Liga perspective. I know we never really touch on La Liga much. I think also it's because Nick, when I bring up like Liga, he always says, "What is that? I don't know what you're talking about." You know what I mean? So something that I've been following closely is the resurgence of Barcelona. I caught the second half of their game this past weekend against Levante. Cool, Levante got 3 penalties in the game and scored 2 penalties. And Barca still managed to score a last minute win in the 91st minute. Sorry, a win in the 91st minute. But yeah, I just want to chat about Xavi as a coach and it's himself, Often on Twitter they make reference to the fact that Xavi found Barcelona in the ninth position, and now he's taken to Barcelona to second position. Which is amazing. And there's even arguments to say that if he had started the season, he probably would be giving Real Madrid a run for their money. But what have you guys made of his transition into the Barca hot seat and what he's done so far? I don't know if you've watched what he's done, but obviously I think you've picked up that he is doing well. An Aubameyang has scored 7 or 8 goals in the league so far since joining Barca. So what do you guys think?
I think for me, he's done, like in terms of the signings as well that he's got, made a lot of changes, did them at a, you would say, a low cost. Because, I mean, like Aubameyang, I don't think, where did they pay for Aubameyang?
No, you guys are paying. You guys are
No.
paying. You guys are paying
Yes.
Aubameyang's salary until the end of the season, and then from
Yes.
the next season they
Celo,
start
don't
paying his
remind
salary.
him. I think he's blocked it out and now he's asking the question so he doesn't feel the
Stating
pain.
that
And
you guys are paying his salary.
you've ripped
Yeah,
that
no,
armband
he.
off.
But he's brought in a lot of players, made a lot of changes, and obviously, I mean, and that's he's, it never always goes well when you do make a lot of changes in the team. But for him, it's just been one way, and it's up. They're looking more confident, and you could say, technically, at this point, you could say that they're looking. I mean, they played against Real Madrid, and they absolutely murdered them, a 4-0. And I think that for Barcelona, that is a Barcelona and a Madrid. That is the most important thing there, is if the one team is better than the other. So I think, yeah, he's coming there. And I remember Xavi, he didn't want the job, not now, but I mean, I think they even wanted Xavi to be the coach, I think two years ago, before he went to before he went to Qatar, and he said no, he didn't feel he was ready. And I think even now, when they brought him to come now, I don't think he was too much keen on coming to it, but I mean, obviously, the situation they were in. I think, it's the love he has for the club, and he thought, you know what, this is it. I think he felt a responsibility to do it, and yeah, he's taken that responsibility very well. And Barcelona are looking like a different team. I think there are still a few things they need to fix. They're not, obviously, they don't have a Messi. They're not concentrated. They play around a player like that, and I think they are doing. I mean, they're doing very well to not be centering their play around a particular player. They're actually playing. I mean, good football. Yeah, and also a who's this one?
Dembele.
Traore also. Traore looking
No.
very good.
Yeah,
With the
Dembele.
first couple of games, huh?
Yeah, but he's been looking bad again, guys. He's looking like that strong, rigid
Yeah, you see the
first
first the first
touch,
couple
first
of
touches,
games,
you know.
the first couple of games he played, I thought, he was looking good. And yeah, I was gonna mention again, like Celo said, at Dembele, I've always, like I said it before, you guys heard me say it, I think the guy could be the best player in the world if he wanted to be. And he's
Yeah.
literally showing it. It's effortless for him. It's effortless. He can do what he wants to do. And yeah, that's
That's a
a
crazy,
big
crazy
signing. I wonder if he
turnaround.
stays.
They were desperate to get him out in January. They were
Yeah, they didn't
absolutely
even
desperate.
care. They're like,
And
nah,
now
cheers, bro.
he's the first name on the starting lineup now. Like he's a changed man. But other rumors are saying that since he got married, he's been a changed player, because apparently he got married in the winter break, so that apparently has changed him. But who knows, guys?
It's because his wife is saying, "Hey, you're not messing this up. If you're moving from Barcelona, you're not going to be earning the same thing. So please, please make sure."
Fix it,
Football
fix it.
wives.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. No, but guys, thanks for a lovely show again. I think we should just obviously just touch on the final thoughts. Wonga, let's start with you, and then go Claudia, and then myself, and then we can wrap up. Wonga, what's your final thoughts there?
Is my final thoughts? I don't have much.
Wave goodbye to top four with four fingers.
No, I think no. I think the race is still on Tottenham. Big ups to Tottenham, making it interesting. They didn't want to just sit down, but now we're gonna have to go. Now we have to go to the game where they're playing against us. We have to show them who the guys are, who's supposed to be there, and we'll do that when the day comes. So yeah. Wonga,
Claudio, on your side? Yeah, I think despite all your team's flaws, I still think you're doing worse by wearing the Bafana top, to be honest. I think you would have been okay with the Arsenal top. I think I might just revert back to this. To the treble. I think I'm gonna go to a treble instead of the quadruple. I got overexcited the other day, and I think I'm gonna revert back to the Liverpool treble.
How can you
Oh,
give up?
wow. I'm not
Wow.
giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm just saying I'm managing my own expectations. That's what I'm doing.
No,
For
no, are you?
three trophies. There we go. That's how I'm
God.
managing my expectations.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. No, but guys, yeah, thanks again for the for the great show, guys. For all those who haven't watched our video that we have with Naledi Official, please go check it out on her on her YouTube YouTube channel. If you guys love the show and we get a lot of views on it, we'll probably try and do another video with her sometime soon. And yeah, apparently some people want to send cars for myself and Claudio. But yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Like,
Wait,
subscribe
Silla,
to.
before you end it, did Wonga watch that video? Has he seen
Did you
it?
watch?
Have you seen
Did
it?
you watch? Did you watch it, Wonga?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I'll try to watch it again today. I only watched like
Come
10
on,
minutes, so I'll
Wonga,
watch it.
finish. You can't. It's
That's
only
true. I'll
4 hours.
finish
Come
it.
on,
So
Wonga.
much
Come on.
finish. I'll
Wonga.
finish
This is my
it.
problem, Silla. This is the problem with
I
Arsenal
got
fans,
distracted.
Arsenal
I
fans
watched
in
her
this world.
stuff.
They get
I watched it,
distracted.
and
They
then I
come
watched the other
forward.
stuff.
Distraction.
I started
Oh,
watching your other stuff also.
he watched the other stuff instead of our stuff. Oh, I see you, Wonga. So you like her other
I watched like
content,
ten.
and you don't like our content.
No, it's just like I got distracted. I just started watching like 10 minutes of every 5 minutes here and there. I just wanted to see because it was like I think the first 10 minutes was like excited. I was like, oh, let me check out other stuff. Yeah. Then I went to go follow. Then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on Instagram. Then I got lost, guys.
You know, yeah, Wonga.
You got lost. Wonga got
He's
lost.
got himself the ultimate fave now. Is that what they say?
Yeah,
Ultimate fave.
Wonga's now the ultimate fave. Yeah, Wonga's now the ultimate fave.
Yo.
I got
No, but
lost. I
guys,
got lost.
thanks a lot for a great show. Thanks to Pooms. Thanks to Sam in the comment section. Thanks to Nevada as well in the comment section, guys. Yeah. And all the best to all the teams playing tonight in the Champions League. And yeah, and all the best to the teams that are playing tomorrow as well, guys. See you guys on Thursday. Cheers. Peace out. And you know what we say at the end of the show. If you don't know what to be,
Be cool.
be cooler.
thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.